So tell me, did the angels determine that everything is okay?
Well, what's amazing, John, is first of all, you know, when you see something like that with your own eyes, and is they're not fuzzy and faint. And tonight, you know, my wife is doing talking to her angels, and I see it on the night vision camera. Now that's the first time I've seen it. The night vision camera records a ball of light the size of a human head, very soft, very visible, and going into my daughter's head. And when I woke up the next morning of the experiment, that experience almost 2 years ago now, my wife said, well, last night I was praying to my angel guides to ask them to check to see if my womb was going to be okay because I have fibromyalgia, and am I going to be okay to get pregnant? And I went, oh, my God, they really do listen to her, and they do show up. And what the real truth is here is there are probably, when we ask for it, angelic assistance, you know, most of us don't necessarily see it as visible as I do, or as I now can see, a night vision camera can see it. But they're really, the angels really do come when you ask for them. They really do. And what's great about the science of a camera like this or having a mystical experience where you see it is you realize you're not wasting your time when you're asking your angels for guidance. They really are there. And some people feel them. They get goosebumps. They feel something is happening. They can't necessarily, and other people, as you mentioned, do see it like I do. And what ended up happening is, you know, many months into my wife's pregnancy, you know, and there was all this talk about is it a boy or a girl. Right beside our bedstand, I see this girl, about 2 years old looking, with long, you know, wavy hair and the brightest smile. I mean, a smiling girl. And actually, of all the spirits I've seen, the light around this girl, the physical light, was brighter than any of the ghosts I've seen, saints or, you know, Jesus aside, who I've seen shining brighter than 10,000 suns. She was the brightest ghost I've ever seen, and I never forgot the smile. And when we didn't know, my wife had asked Jesus, give me a clear sign that, you know, is it a boy or a girl? And he gave her a clear sign that night. She heard a voice saying, wipe the boy, which I told her means that wipe the boy off the slate, it's going to be a girl, and she didn't know. But nevertheless, when Alira was born, it was very clear that as she evolved, she laughs hysterically, she babbles on with this great joy, she's always smiling, except for, you know, when she has gas pains. And I went, that's her, that's the girl that I saw. And you realize that our children, we choose them. And they choose us, and they've made that commitment before they came into our world. There is a relationship there, and many of us have experiences that attest to that. And it was just so exciting for me to see that and wonder, you know, who is my daughter? Where did she come from? And you ask all these questions. You know, later in my research, and my partner Jim Law got this incredible interview with a girl who is very famous, has been on Oprah. Her name is Akiana. She's a child prodigy artist. And he gets this interview, and what happens to this girl is to me, she's like an astronaut. She's the first one who takes the quantum leap and goes through the rapture, what we call the rapture in Christianity, which is the sudden physical teleportation of a human being. Not astrally traveling out of body, but physically going into heaven, going into a higher dimension of the earth. And Akion's mother tells the story, and it's really amazing coming from the mother because some people say, well, if the child tells a story, she's just making things up. But there's a police report in this story. And this girl says their family, they were atheists, and she started having these out-of-body experiences where she was taken to heaven, and she meets this man who she realizes is God because he's all-knowing and shining with light, and she makes these spectacular paintings. She starts painting at, you know, 4 years old. And eventually, you know, after being on Oprah, her paintings were selling for over $1 million. I mean, who sells paintings for $1 million today? Well, this girl has made spectacular paintings and about her journeys into the other world and her visits to heaven, and you see all these paintings that this child prodigy artist is making. And her mom tells this unbelievable story of her daughter, Akion, suddenly disappears, physically disappears. They can't find her anywhere. They call the police. So there's a police report on this case. And half the day goes by. She's gone. And they're searching everywhere for her. I mean, malls everywhere. And suddenly, Akion appears in the middle of the crowd. She just appears. And they find her, and she tells her mom, you know, she describes to her mom, and this is her mom telling the story, that she knew where every police car was, every search party was. She could see everything happening back down in our dimension of Earth, yet she was floating in an invisible dimension above us all. She had gotten so absorbed in her painting in that she had teleported herself physically and made herself invisible to our dimension, into this other dimension. And, you know, I ran her story by Claude Swanson, who's an MIT physicist who has been on Coast to Coast AM, and he describes how that is physically possible, how in quantum physics you can explain the teleportation of a physical person into a higher dimension of Earth. And Jesus said in the Gospel of Thomas that the kingdom of heaven is as if rolled out like a carpet. It's on the earth. You just can't perceive it. You can't see it, but it's really there.